would miss me so much. Should I do another one?
No.
No? Okay.
It's 6 o'clock, sunrise in the marsh. Song sparrows, American robins, red-winged blackbirds, nuthatches, yellowthroats, and ravens are heard in the rich tapestry of morning birdsong. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wasanic territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. That is, they were recorded at the exact same time it is for you right now. For more information, you can visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the conversation by sending a little tweet of your own to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Good morning. This is Margot, your host for Energy the Music, which is airing from 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll check the weather listings in your area for your weather updates. The next sequence on Adventures in Music is the Autumn Forest of North America, coming to you from CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca by website. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.
Morning. It's 6:30. The morning chorus is filled with the trills, chatter and chack of the red-winged blackbirds and the sweet call of the song sparrow. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from the Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wassanak territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the soundscape by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. If you enjoy special programming like this, consider supporting Co-op Radio's spring fundraising drive with a donation at cooperadio.org, co-opradio.org.
COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. following is a previously broadcast program.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman. This month, Democracy Now! Is celebrating our 26th anniversary. That's 26 years of bringing you the stories and voices you won't hear anywhere else. We maintain our editorial independence thanks to you. Please donate today at democracynow.org and help us stay on the air for decades to come. Thank you so much. And remember, wearing a mask is an act of love. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
We don't know precisely how things will play out, but here's what the world can expect to see unfold. In fact, it's unfolding right now, today, as Russia takes steps down the path to war and reissued the threat of military action.
Speaking before the United Nations Security Council, Secretary of State Tony Blinken accuses Russia of preparing to stage a false flag operation to justify an invasion of Ukraine. But Russia continues to deny any plans to attack. We'll speak with a Russian journalist who helped author an open letter from Russian and American women calling for peace. Then, as we continue to mark Black History Month, we speak with the acclaimed filmmaker Stanley Nelson, whose new documentary, Attica, about the 1971 prison rebellion and massacre, was just nominated for his first Academy Award.
Put your hands in the air, and you will not be harmed.
You will not be harmed.